It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
You could regard Angelo as a typical Barbadian living and working in New York with a University of the West Indies and St. Michael's Secondary School education. Unlike most Barbadians, Angelo has invested in a portfolio of cryptocurrencies which include Bitcoin. In January, she saw her portfolio shoot up in value by just over 19%. Now, with Bitcoin dipping under $39,000 this week, Angelo is doing the same thing legendary hedge fund owner and American billionaire Bill Miller is doing. Rather than panic selling, she is buying more at the lower prices and plans to buy more every month, even if Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies prices dip some more. It's exactly what Miller is doing, given that prices will eventually always go down before there is a rebound. Bitcoin was the leading asset class in 2021, with a far higher return than the stock market, bonds, gold, and oil. It shot up to an all-time high of $64,500 in mid-April of 2021, came down and then rebounded to $69,000. And while Angelo waits patiently for a resurgence in cryptocurrencies, however long that might take, she has joined another group of investors in the metaverse. While the investor waits for Barbados' metaverse to be fully up and running, the former St. Michael's School alumnus has put some money into a decentralized blockchain where she is earning every day through what's known as staking and having fun playing a game called Alien Worlds. Now, if you gain some knowledge or had fun listening to this edition of Blockchain Business, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom suite of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.